Ian Scholes, this whole birther thing has been done to death, of course, both by the birthers and the poor souls who try to expose birthers as either deluded paranoiacs or cunning yet stupid racists. But I do find it truly amazing that the president, despite having already put up his birth certificate, certificate of birth on the White House website, now finally felt compelled, or at least had it up to here enough, to get the long-form birth certificate from Hawaii and post that. Not that it will help. Already there are cries of, why did he wait so long? Why did he do it now? It's a blatant forgery. It's not notarized. The queen of the birthers, Orly Tates, said in an interview, look, I applaud this release. I think it's a step in the right direction. I credit Donald Trump in pushing this issue. A step in the right direction? There are more steps that need to be taken? What would they be? Time-coded home movies of the birth? Examination of the original umbilical cord by a nonpartisan forensic squad? But credit should go to Donald Trump, the oily billionaire, for taking up the tattered birther banner when it was about to go up in its own flames. He even hired private investigators in Hawaii, so he claimed, to look into the matter. And when President Obama announced the arrival of the long-awaited, long-desired, long-form, the media flocked to the Donald side to hear him say, today I'm very proud of myself because I've accomplished something that nobody else has been able to accomplish. Oh, what? What did he accomplish exactly? Did he and his team of private eyes unearth this birth certificate? No. The White House requested it. Trump's like a little kid insisting that there's a monster under the bed, and when Mom shows that there's not a monster under the bed, claims he made it disappear with his mind. Or appear, I guess, in this case. Not to be outdone in the forging of paper trails, Trump immediately moved off the birth certificate non-issue to a more important non-issue. He told the press, I'd like to know, how does he get into Harvard? How does he get into Columbia if he isn't a very good student? In other words, President Obama, show us your report cards. Show us your admission forms. Show us the acceptance letters. Okay, thank you. Now show us your driver's license. Are you really married? That marriage license looks photoshopped to me. Is that a real library card or a clever Muslim Kenyan forgery? I gotta go.